Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Story number one today is titled, My Mother's Cousin. My mother has a cousin who lives in a nearby town in rural India. She is not someone we like, as she is known to practice black magic. But she is family, and my mother feels obligated to accommodate her occasional requests. One day, she arrived at our door and asked if she could stay for the weekend.
Hello, cousin. Aren't you pleased to see me?
We figured she arrived without warning, so we couldn't come up with any reason to say no. Previously, she had asked my dad if he could get her son a job. He said he'd try, but I don't think he actually did, as her son was not a nice person either. She left on the Sunday evening, and we soon forgot all about the visit. A few days later, as my mum came out of the bathroom, my sister and I came running from our rooms, and when we asked her what happened, she said,
I don't know. My legs just gave out from under me.
She complained about a pain in her hip, and after a couple of days, it didn't get any better. So she went to the doctor. He ordered a scan, but it showed no visible damage. Another week or so passed, and still the pain persisted. I was out shopping, and I ran into our local priest.
How is your mother doing? I'm afraid to say she is not recovering at all.
We spoke for a while, and I mentioned that we had a visit from my mother's cousin. He knew about her reputation as a practitioner of voodoo and told me to go home and search the house, especially the room she stayed in. I did as he instructed, and at first I couldn't find anything, but I was sure he was right. And finally, on the top shelf of the closet, pushed right to the back, I discovered something. A small packet wrapped in black cloth and tied with a string. I opened it. There was a piece of paper with markings and symbols I didn't recognize, a small square of fabric, and a lock of hair that very much looked like my mother's. As well as the strange markings, there were two dates written on the paper, the 25th of March and the 13th of April. The 25th of March was the day my mother fell, while the 13th of April was still a couple of days away. I took it all outside and set fire to it. The next day, I went to see the priest. Worried I may have made a mistake when I burned those items, but he assured me it was the right thing to do. My mother got better almost immediately, and I told her what happened. She said all the time she was in bed, unable to walk, she felt afraid of something she couldn't identify, and she never felt like she was alone. She always had a feeling there was someone with her, just standing in the corner of her room. I don't know what was meant to happen on the 13th of April. I'm just glad I found that voodoo charm in time. This next one is Mary and Bobby. I was around 18 at the time and still living at home with my mum. It was late, maybe 2 a.m., and I thought I heard something in the kitchen. Thinking it may be an intruder, I got out of bed and cautiously made my way down the stairs. I didn't turn on the light so as not to alert anyone who may be there. I made it to the kitchen, took a deep breath, and turned on the light. There was an old woman sitting at our kitchen table, wearing a white nightgown. She looked at me and asked,
"Bobby, is that you?"
It felt like time stood still. I was frozen in place, unable to answer her question. Then, in a blink, she was gone. The kitchen was quiet, everything in its place, with no one sitting at the table. I just stood there, trying to rationalize what I saw. But I couldn't. I checked the other rooms, maybe to settle my nerves. Then I went back to bed, and somehow I got back to sleep. In the morning, I told my mum what I saw, and I thought she'd tell me I was dreaming or something, but instead she told me a story. It turned out my mum grew up in the neighbourhood and knew the previous owner of our house, an old woman named Mary, who lived there alone after her husband, Robert, passed away. A couple of years later, she died too, and that was when my mum bought the house. Maybe it was just a memory, or maybe my mother and I were sharing that house with an old couple named Mary and Bobby.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It wasn't until I'd finished recording this next fictional story that I realized the mistake I'd made. So rather than waste a story that is okay in every other regard, let's just imagine that the protagonist in this survived what happened at the end. If she didn't, she wouldn't be there to narrate the story. This happened in the late 80s, but I remember it well. It's not the sort of thing you forget. I had just started a new job at the museum.
If you'd like to follow me, we'll head over to the Hall of Ancient Civilization.
And had moved out of home and into a small apartment on my own. It was one of 12 in a small block. Cell phones had been invented, but they resembled something soldiers carried in the Second World War, and only the rich could afford them. I'd been in the apartment for maybe a week when I first noticed it. A little clicking sound that my phone would make from time to time. It happened again one day when I happened to be sitting next to the phone in the small living room.
So of course, I told her no.
It was what they used to call a crossed line. I was about to hang up and give them back their privacy when one of these women said,
"Oh, did I tell you? Someone finally moved into apartment 8, below me."
What a coincidence, I thought. I had just moved into an apartment 8.
"Did you meet them yet?"
"Yeah, she seemed a nice young woman. She works at the museum."
Was it possible they were talking about me? I got flustered and hung up. The next day, when I came home from work, I stopped in the lobby to collect my mail.
Hi. Have you just moved in?
That voice. Could it be?
A couple of days ago. I'm in apartment 8.
Oh, that's right below me.
It was. That was the woman from the crossed line. She looked at my uniform and said,
"You work at the museum?"
"I'm a tour guide."
For the rest of that night, I couldn't stop thinking about it. Then, I came to the conclusion she hadn't actually met me when she made that phone call. She'd just seen me in my uniform. The phone made that clicking sound a few more times over the following days, and each time I ignored it. But then, one night, I couldn't resist. I listened for a minute or two about her sister doing something or other, and was about to hang up when...
"I saw the young woman from apartment 8 again. I don't know what happened to her, but when she came home from work today, she was limping."
What is she talking about? I thought. The next day, as I got off my bus, I tripped and fell onto the sidewalk, skinning my knee in the process.
"You all right?"
"Yeah, I'm all right, thanks."
As I limped into my building, I passed the woman from apartment 12.
"Oh, what happened to you?"
"I skinned my knee."
"Oh, you poor thing."
"Really, it's not that bad."
I didn't know what to think. Was this woman a witch? Or was the phone itself some kind of portal into the future? One thing I was certain of, I wasn't going to eavesdrop anymore. Well, that's what I thought. But every time that phone clicked, it was like a siren song.
"Pick me up. Pick me up."
And finally, a couple of weeks later,
"Well, he said he was a delivery man. What if she wasn't home and he came up to my apartment? It gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it."
"And you didn't hear anything?"
"Not a peep."
That was enough. I couldn't listen to any more of it. I took a shower. I wondered if I should go up and speak to her, but I figured she probably wouldn't know what I was talking about. I had a feeling it was only happening on these phone calls. It was getting late, but I couldn't sleep. Then, at around 11 p.m., I turned the TV down and sat perfectly still.
Hello. I have a package for you. I can't leave it at the door. You have to sign for it. I heard the TV before, so I know you're home.
Very slowly, I reached over and picked up the phone.
What's your emergency?
Someone's trying to break into my apartment.
Can you speak a little louder?
I said...
Hello? Are you still there? Miss? Do you still need assistance? Miss? Miss? Are you okay?
If you would prefer to hear the episodes ad-free, you can become a Patreon supporter for just $3 a month. And that also gives you access to all the back episodes that aren't on the podcast players. And if you have a story you would like to hear on the show, you can send it to me at the email address in the show notes. This last one is... The Rectory. And I'll see you next week. When I was 13 and my brother was 11, our family moved to a small town in North Carolina. We rented an old house next door to a church. And from the very first day, strange things happened. We would hear someone calling us by name, and upon investigating, we'd find either no one had called us, or that no one else was home. It was not uncommon for any of us to be followed from room to room. We'd feel something blow in our ear, as if someone was hanging over our shoulder. We were woken almost nightly by footsteps in the attic. And in the morning, we'd find the attic door wide open. A lot of things that happened, like objects being moved around, could be explained by forgetfulness. Yet there were two specific incidents that convinced me there truly was a ghost in our house. The first occurrence was a few days before Christmas, while our mum and dad were at a company party. My brother and I were left alone for a couple of hours. We were sitting in the living room watching TV when loud banging sounds came from somewhere upstairs. Dressed only in pajamas, we hesitated to run out into the snow. But positive that our lives were in danger.
Quickly, in here!
We dived into the tiny bathroom under the stairs. We sat on the floor, with our backs pressed up against the wall and our feet planted into the door. Within moments, we heard heavy footsteps coming down the stairs. They stopped at the bottom of the staircase. We couldn't hear anything other than our own breathing. then, we heard the front door open and felt cold air rush under the bathroom door. Then, the front door slammed shut. There was silence. But we were too afraid to leave our hiding place, even when we heard the front door open and close again. We didn't emerge until we heard our mother's voice.
Where are the kids? The TV's on, but no one. Oh, hey! What were you doing in there?
The second incident occurred several months later. My brother and I arrived home from school one day to an empty house. Our parents both worked. As we walked upstairs, we started to hear music.
Can you hear that?
Old-fashioned music coming from my brother's bedroom. It was coming from my brother's small transistor radio. He went over to it, and the second he touched it, the music stopped. There were no stations that we could get that played that type of music. And even if there were,
hey, look at this.
The radio was still set to the top 40 station he always listened to. We went outside and sat on the curb until our parents came home from work. When we told our friends at school about what was happening, we learned we were living in a pretty well-known haunted house. It was why so few of our friends were permitted to come to our house. And we were told the story of why people never lived there for more than a few months. Many years ago, the house was a rectory for the minister of the church next door. He and his 17-year-old son did not get along and frequently fought. One day, in the midst of a heated argument, the minister chased his son, who ran, then tripped down the stairs,
Jacob!
Breaking his neck in the process. Soon afterwards, the minister and his remaining family were driven from the house by a ghost. And according to the story, the house has been haunted ever since. We lived there for just 9 months before returning to Michigan. Some 20 years later, my parents visited that small town in North Carolina. The house is gone now, with only the chimney still standing. I just hope that boy has finally found some peace.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.